Good morning. I call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2019. The time is 9:03 a.m. We are meeting in the Senate Finance Room in the State Capitol. Please silence your cell phones. This is Co-Chair Natasha Von Imhoff, and I'm joined today by Co-Chair Stedman. Senator Bishop is excused. We have Senator Wilson, Senator Olson, and Senator Michicki. And Senator Wiliskowski is also excused today. One, two, three, four, five. And Senator Hoffman just joined us. Yes, we have a quorum to do business. Today's agenda is Senate Bill 61, Commercial Fisheries Fund, Vessel Owner Claims, as well as Senate Bill 16, Alcohol License, Fairs, Theaters, and Concerts and Bonds. We have Senator Schauer just joined us. Our first agenda item today is Senate Bill number 61, an act related to claims against protection and indemnity insurance policies of vessel owners. Senate Finance heard this bill on March 27, 2019. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal note. My office received no amendments and heard no concerns. Is there any further committee discussion? Senator Michicki, can I have a motion to move the bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Of course, I already discussed the fact that I have a potential conflict with this bill, but Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 61 from committee with the accompanying fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Thank you. Is there objection to moving the bill from committee? Seeing no objection, this bill moves from committee. Members, please be sure to sign the committee report while we move on to our next agenda item. Our last item today is the CS for Senate Bill number 16, an act relating to certain alcoholic beverage license and permits, relating to the bond requirement for certain alcoholic beverage license holders, and providing for an effective date. Senate Finance heard this bill on March 8, 2019. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal note. There is a committee substitute for consideration. Senator Wilson, can I have a motion to adopt the committee substitute?
Good morning, Madam Co-Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 16, version 31-LS02-83-G before the committee as our working document.
Thank you, Senator Wilson. I will object for the purposes of discussion and ask my staff, Julie Lucky, to explain the changes in the CS.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Julie Lucky, and I am staff to Senator Von Imhoff. Today, I will be presenting version J of the CS. Your offices should have received the CS via email and an explanation of changes, which I'll be using for my explanation today. Already a technical change for my end. G as in Greg. Probably a better word for that. I'm sorry, I'm close to the mic too. Madam Chairman, could we confirm that everybody has the explanation changes document?
Everyone has distributed to the committee members, yes.
As the committee may recall, this bill was an attempt to remedy a situation where there were some licenses given outside the statutory authority, and the audit found that the board had given some licenses that didn't meet our statutory definition. There has been a lot of work done to create statutory definitions for each of the licenses that was in this predicament. However, there are some changes in the CS where there were some licenses that we are unable to fit in neatly into a category, and I'll go over that as we go through the bill. The first change, as you might recall, there was a person that was interested in giving a musical festival named Chicken Stock put into grandfathered in. There were some other musical festivals that were there, and so the new CS puts in a new musical festival permit, and that is accomplished by the addition of Section 9 in the bill. There are also technical conforming changes in Sections 1, 10, and 12. And this would be a single permit, one per year, lasting up to 10 days. The bill also adds a grandfathering clause, and this is in sections 5, 16, and 18. And as I had said, there were certain licenses that, as we went through the process, did not fit neatly into a new permit type that there seemed to be support to codify. Therefore, even though grandfathering provisions with retroactive effective dates are not preferred, it was the only way that we could seem to get these particular license types that were basically one-offs into the bill without creating a lot of new permit types that might have been problematic and had other unintended consequences. So you can see there in Section 5, there is a grandfathering clause which merely says that if a person held a license as of December 31st, 2018, they can continue to hold that license under the same conditions. Unfortunately, some of the licenses had been not renewed in the time between December 31st and now, and therefore we needed to put in Sections 16 and 18 in the back of the bill, and that's starting on page 7. That adds transitioning language for the grandfathering in and also a retroactive effective date, so those people that had licenses as of December 31st and were operating under the conditions of their license could continue to operate under that condition even if the licenses had not been renewed in the time between December 31st and now. In Section 8 of the bill, there was a change requested by a member to increase the number of special events permits that can be granted to a nonprofit, fraternal, civic, or patriotic organization. The limit is 5, and the limit in the bill would be 12 per year. That is in Section 8. There were some technical changes requested by the department. One is that in Section 15, the language has just been reworded, but the effect is the same. And Section 15 starts on page 7. There were also some technical changes to remove obsolete language in Sections 8, 10, and 17. And as the committee may know, as we go through the CS process, occasionally we find little bits of information that probably the revisers would take out if they had seen it. There's things that the department no longer does. And as the department read through the changes we are making, they requested that we take out some of this language in other sections. There are two changes that you won't see in the CS because they were in the previous bill but removed per the request of members of this committee, and one was in the new FAIR permit. There was a requirement that a nonprofit organization be active for a period of at least 10 years. There were committee members that felt that that new provision was a little problematic and requested that be taken out. And lastly, there, and also in the FAIR permit, the new FAIR permit, there was a limit of one FAIR license per borough. Again, this was something that some of the committee members found problematic and so has been removed in the CS. I would like to note, Madam Chairman, I've been working with the department and a sponsor on the CS. We do not anticipate there will be any additional fiscal cost. However, as the new permits come online, there may be a little bit of an additional fiscal revenue. And so I would ask that the committee move the fiscal notes forthcoming to allow the department time to do any math that they need to do and come up with a revised fiscal note, which will be provided to the committee. That concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any committee questions.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions on the CS? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. Is there any further objection to the adaptation of the CS? Is there any further discussion? Or if seeing no objection, the CS is adopted. Is there any further committee discussion on this particular bill? Well, thank you. It seems to me that we've got provisions for the Salmon Fest, Oktoberfest, Chicken Stock, and Forest Fairs, and the State Fair. All right.
Seems like a good fair.
Senator Michicki.
Yeah, the only comments I have is to thank your staff for there's more than one way of skinning a cat, and on the intent of the bill is obviously to support businesses that are currently operating and to make sure that they can move forward without challenges to their license to operate and the sale of alcohol. And we accomplished that with this bill. It expanded in one area, but I think it's helpful. I think it's still in the spirit of the bill, and I appreciate your help and Julie's help as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Michicki. Senator Wilson, can I have a motion to move the bill?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 16, version 31-LS0283-G from committee with a zero fiscal note from the Department of Revenue, a forthcoming fiscal note for the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, and committee recommendations.
Is there objection to moving the bill from committee? Seeing no objection, this bill moves from committee. Members, please be sure to sign the committee report. This includes our agenda for today. Our next agenda meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. We will be hearing from the Alaska Retirement Management Board. 12 minutes. This is the shortest meeting we've had this year. Well done. We are adjourned.